The basics often escape the mind of the Pharisees, as we see in today's gospel. They were so caught up in legalisms and rules that they neglected the fundamentals. And sometimes we too neglect the basics, loving God and loving our neighbor. Father Hoy reminded us all of the basics of our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He told us to look to the light, to honor God, to seek His holy will. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, sometimes it's difficult to look to the light or to want to seek His holy will, let alone trust the movement of God in our lives. And I think that reality of the occasional struggle, therein lies the comfort which can sometimes be felt in rules. If I fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday and attend Mass on Christmas and Easter, well, I've satisfied the rules. Yes, perhaps in some minimal way, I suppose. But God does not call us to give only a bit of ourselves. He calls for all of us to give our whole selves. Consider our second reading from the book of James, which incidentally is a great primer on the basics of Christian living. The author reminds us that faith without works is dead. Yes, we are saved by faith, but for our faith to be meaningful, dare I say spirit-filled, it is realized in works. And sometimes it takes work to look and to see the light. When our hearts are filled with darkness and anger, the light of Christ dims. Which doesn't mean that we should never be angry. Indeed, as Bishop Robert Barron recently suggested, outrage at the present state of affairs in our church is not only a cause for rage, but also a necessary prompt for reform and renewal. Our weapons of anger, however, must be carefully selected. Criticism, whether just or not, blaming and shaming all because of the acts of a few, that may feel very satisfying. But if that is all which we as the people of God express, it leaves us short of solution. Works that are marked or influenced by the Holy Spirit are ones which always endure. Being a parish which proclaims and believes that all are welcome, as ours does, reinforces the importance of the service of our hospitality ministers, of greeting one another by word and gesture, by offering a smile to those around us. Works marked or influenced by the evil one also have consequences. And these consequences are not only seen in our church, but also in injustice, in the presence of the hungry in a land of plenty, and in the degradation of God's creation. Works matter. I am told that a similar W word matters too, and that's words. However, as our gospel and the book of James tells us, actions matter at least as much, if not more so, than works. And lest I try to introduce theological treatises to support my case here, something which would be an unmerciful act. Let us look to our children and our seniors to show us the way to the light. A few years ago, I shamelessly plagiarized a list of key rules drawn from the esteemed and scholarly work known as All I Ever Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And I'm going to plagiarize them again today because it really applies now more than ever. And those rules are share everything and play fair and don't hit people and clean up your own mess and don't take things that aren't yours and say you're sorry when you hurt someone. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. Warm cookies and cold milk, they're still good for you. And live a balanced life. Learn some and think some and draw and paint and sing and dance and play and work every day some. And when you go out into the world, hold hands and stick together. Now, some would suggest that all of that sounds sappy. Well, my friends, the basics sometimes are sappy, and sometimes they're overly simplistic. I wonder if that reality and that characterization is the reason why we sometimes forget them. Today's responsorial psalm includes this refrain: one who does justice will live in the presence of God. And so when we pray, and when we worship, and when we sing, even if we can't hold a tune in a bucket, we are engaging in the most basic of all actions, at least basic for Christians. And when we feed the poor through your donations of cereal and peanut butter, and support our ministries, when you buy tickets to this event or that, and when you listen to and act upon the voices of children and the elderly, all of us are doing justice, and the presence of God is our promised reward. So on this day, let us get back to basics. For this approach is central to who we are as Catholics and always leads us to a closer relationship with our loving God.